Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on.
Hat on.
Suit on.
Suit on.
Looking like the trap of dawn.
Giving them all.
Like a million bucks.
Things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Got a radio show because God in the blessing business. Got a radio show because God is in the forgiving business. Got a radio show because God will let you turn your life around business. Got a radio show because God know better than you know. Yeah, Steve Harvey got a radio show. Didn't see it coming, but he did. I'm going to share with you today a principle of success. It's important that we get our lives together. It really, really is. You know, the hereafter is exactly what it says. It's the hereafter. And hopefully for the majority of us, it's quite a ways off. So what about how you live in today? How about now? You know, I often talk to talk in the morning about your relationship with God. That can never change. That is at the forefront and the best thought process that I can give you. And I know who I'm talking to on the radio. I'm talking to a lot of people, man, who out there just not sure. And I'm talking to a lot of people out there, man, that's trying to pull it together. In other words, you know, I'm talking to a lot of people like myself. There is a principle of success that is out there that if more people understood one of the one of the basic principles of success, you would have more success in your life. And that principle is this: the more people you help become successful, the more successful you become. Well, the more people you help become successful, the more successful you become, because you are practicing helping your, and as you do unto others, then it's done unto you. You know, you build relationships when you do that. People forget in success there has to be relationships. There is no one person in this world who is just successful all on their own. You are successful, and successful people form relationships. And you've got to really coddle these relationships. You've got to nurture these relationships. They don't just happen. You don't just get cool with people just cause you cool. No, you've got to do some cool things to these people and for these people to be cool with you when you need some cool. I don't know if I'm explaining that right, but that's the best way I can tell it to you. I'm just regular. You know, I just speak like that. This is an important principle to put into your life. The more people you help become successful, the more successful you become. You can look, you have to say to people, hey, look, I've done that. This is what you got to do. You got to take some time out to share. You have to share information, experiences, thoughts. You got to take a minute, man, to uplift somebody, give them some encouragement. Hey, man, you can do it. Don't give up. You have no idea. You right now, you have no idea how significant you are to someone else. How your words of encouragement could be the difference maker today. I'm talking about, it's a person looking at you that you don't even really know you, or you don't really know them, and you see them struggling with something, just say, hey, you know what? I've been watching you from afar. You're going to be all right, man. I see something in you. Keep doing the right thing, man. You're going to be all right. I had a meeting with a young man for the first time. And this young man came into my office. I never met him. He has an internet service, which anybody can teach me something about the internet, because I know little to close to nothing. He was 27 years old, and he was amazingly bright at this. And I guess, you know, that is not that hard to impress me, but the fluid speech pattern that he had about this very, very difficult subject. He was tossing around the terms I had heard, but he was actually putting them in sentences where it made sense to me. It's very fluid, very, very sure of himself when he was talking about this little thing. This young dude, 27 years old. And when he got through, the woman that had introduced me to him, I was leaving my office and she was going to escort him out. And I turned around and I said, young man, I said, what size pants are you? And I guessed it because I've been dressing for long. I've been all them sizes. And I said, you bought a 30 waist? He said, yes, sir. I said, what size shoe you wear? He said, 9.5. I said, what size shirt is that? A medium? A large? He said, I really like extra large. I said, well, that's too big for you. You just want to look blousy and baggy. And so I was talking to him and I said, man, I'm going to help you out. I said, man, because let me tell you something. You a sharp young dude, man. You are razor sharp. I said, you've really, really impressed me today. I said, and you know what, young brother? I said, you're going to make a lot of money one day, man. I said, but I want you to get your image up. I want you to look at how you dress, because you're coming into professional people's office and you're talking about doing something for them, and it takes money to make it happen. I got to give you money to make this happen. What you cannot afford to do is look like you need every dime of this money. See, you when you go in there and you talking about money with another person. The person that's going to give you this money cannot, it can't look like you need every dime of this money. You know, so you got to start presenting yourself. And that's all I just said to him. I just said, man, but you know what? You sharp. You're going to make yourself some money. I'm going to help you out a little bit. I walked out. I went on about my business. Later on that afternoon, I had a meeting with the woman that brought him in. And she said, Mr. Harvey, you have no idea what you just did. He said his eyes just teared up when you walked out. He said, wow, man, that man don't even know me. And he just encouraged me. He said, man, I always thought I might could make it, but he said, I ain't never had nobody like him tell me I could make it. And just hearing it from him, man, that's all right. I'm gonna get my clothes together, but you know, I've been homeless. And then he started telling the woman that he had been homeless. And so, you know, then she telling me that, now I'm finna cry because, you know, I've been in that hole before. And I'm just sharing that story with y'all just to say, you don't know who you talking to. But what does it hurt if you just extend your hand to a person and give them a moment of encouragement? See, this young brother right here, he could come back one day and be a major benefit to me because he has a skill set that I don't have. Oh, I might be old Mr. Steve Harvey, but hey, guess what? I don't know nothing about what this young cat know. And he done went off and educated himself. And just a word of encouragement from somebody like yourself can make all the difference in another person's life. So remember, on your way to the top, the more people that you help become successful, the more successful you become. It's a requirement of God that you do that. That ain't Steve Harvey talking. If you read your Bible, somebody got a Bible verse to back me up. Email it to me today if you know what it is. I don't know, but y'all do out there. All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Everybody, look here. I got it. What you talking about? Come on. I got it. Gratitude, attitude, got it. Come on. One more time. I got it. What you mean you got it? Talking about that gratitude, I got it. Yeah, hey, hey. Oh, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Don't ask me. Don't make no references to it. You tripping and all that. Yeah, what else? You know why I did that? Because this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yeah. If it was your show, you might not do that. You know, I understand. I really do. I understand. And do I have an explanation for it? Absolutely not. Can I make an honest confession? I have no idea where that come from. It just came to me. I did it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Period. Make no mistake about it. Only one of these. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mouth of the South, Junior, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Well, Junior, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Unc. Let me ask you this, man, because this is something I've been thinking about. And man, it's not what blessings I have, but some of the blessings God don't give you. Have you experienced that in your life, huh? There's some of the stuff that you some of the blessings you don't have.
No.
Next question.
No. I think about all the blessings God don't give me. What?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying some stuff may not be good for you.
It ain't a blessing, is it?
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay now.
You know. If it's not to be blessed by something, it's to be adorned or given grace about something. To be blessed by something is to be granted something, you know.
Okay.
Well, you know, but see, that's what's wrong a lot of times. There are a lot of people who are so focused on blaming God for what they don't have when they don't even know the true understanding and depth of what it would mean to even have what they want. Example. I'll give you an example, and what better example than used in me? When I was in my 20s, I was praying to God for a certain amount of money. Now, guess what? Had he given me that money in my 20s, I would have blown every single dollar of that money.
Same here.
I would have ruined it. He knew that, so he didn't give it to me. Now, I got a certain little anger level because I can't believe God ain't giving me what I'm asking for. But he knew that you're asking for at this particular time, you're not ready to receive. I had to learn that over the years. Mm-hmm. When he did give it to me, I took such good care of it because I had lost everything before.
Okay.
Can't be mad about the blessings God ain't gave you, because if he'd have gave it to you, it wouldn't have been a blessing.
Amen to that. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back.
I got to go get me a radio. I got to start listening to this show.
You need a radio show.
I'll buy me a radio today.
You going to get you one.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for Run That Prank Back with the nephew. Nephew, what do you have for us today, darling?
Y'all want me to run it back?
Run it back.
Run it back or run it forward?
Run it back.
Run it side, run it back.
You sound like James Brown.
Run it back, run it forward. I think I'm about ready to do my thing.
Yeah.
It's time to put the prank in. Here it is. Run that prank back. This is bad potluck.
Oh, Lord.
Bad.
Oh, boy.
Potluck. You've had it before. You've tasted it. You know what it is. Mm-hmm. You've thrown that plate in the trash.
Yep.
You've carried it out, waited till they went to the kitchen and slid it to the dog. You did it. You did the dog like that. You did. Cat, dog, let's, if you would. This is bad potluck.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to find a Heather.
Excuse me. What'd you say?
I'm trying to reach a Heather.
Is this Heather? How are you?
Okay. Listen. I got your number from Lois. That's my mama. I'm Maurice. I'm Lois' oldest son.
Wait a minute. Wait. Excuse me. Lois. Who's Lois?
Lois.
Oh, okay. Wait. Lois. Yes. Hi. Okay. How are you?
I'm good. You was at Mama Dean's house on New Year's Day.
Yes. Okay. Everybody was there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When I got there, you was gone. But what I'm calling about is you the one made the black eyed peas, right?
I did. You enjoyed them?
No, I ain't enjoyed a mother thing. That's why I'm calling you.
Wait.
Let me say this.
No. I'm at work. You can't talk to me like this. Don't do that. Say whatever you got to say, but please don't curse at me.
Okay. No. Here go the deal. Your mother beans got my stomach all jacked up, and I didn't have to go down to the doctor to get my stomach pumped. I ain't got no damn insurance or none of this. You know, this didn't have me messed up for the last week.
You know, okay, first of all, I asked you to stop cursing at me.
I'm trying to get your number for the longest to tell you exactly, you know, how up your damn beans is.
Okay, first of all, I told your ass I'm at work. I'm around all these white people. I can't talk to you the way I want to talk to you. But let me just tell you this. Don't call me with the dumb First of all, there was a whole bunch of food there. How do you know? How can you single out my damn beans that made you sit with all that got food there? You're not going to blame me. Get the out of here.
Mama Dean said you was the one that made the beans.
I don't give a what Mama Dean said. It was all this food there, and you're going to single out my beans? Nobody else complained. You know what the day's date is? Okay? Ain't not one other person called me about them beans. And as a matter of fact, other people were complimenting me. So for you to call me with the dumb all late and wrong, going to blame me probably because you need a doctor's appointment, you should have got Obamacare when it was available to you, and now you want to call me with no. So you could tell Lois or whatever.
You're trying to blame somebody else's food. Your beans my stomach up. And that's what it boils down to. And at the end of the day, you're finna give me some doctor bill.
No, the hell I ain't. What doctor bill? You said you don't have insurance. So how the hell did you go to the doctor with no insurance?
I had to pay out my pocket to get my stomach pumped.
Okay, well, it's taken care of. If you paid out your pocket, that means the bill is paid. So you can get
And you going to reimburse me what
No,
I
I'm not going to reimburse you with okay? In fact, I got more beans for you since you got a problem with them. I got a whole bowl for you, okay? How about? Because you full of So if it made you that's good for you.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this here right now. The bill was $472. I need $472 for your bullshit beans.
No, no. Yes. You're not getting no money from me. And I need to go because I got work to do. I don't know what you got to do spending all this time on the phone talking about some beans with all that food. So the rice didn't do it. The meat didn't do it. They had smothered gravy. Gravy always f***s people up. That didn't do it. You want to single out my beans? F*** out of here. Don't be calling me with this dumb f***. You know what? Now, tell me who gave me your number, because I don't even know you. I do know your mom a little
bit. Mama Dean gave me your number. I called Mama Dean.
So Mama Dean passing out numbers? Well, I'm going to call Mama Dean, and I'm going to see if anybody else got sick, which I know they didn't, because your ass is full of s***. So I'm going to call her, see if anybody got sick. How about we do it that way? And also, I'm going to call your mother, okay? I'm going to call Miss Lois and see why her ass son is calling me on the phone, because this is some bull. I'm f***ing sick and tired of this phone call, and nothing was wrong with my beans. If anything, something wrong with you. And so take a laxative, clear your ass out, and keep it the f*** moving. But you're going to get off my god phone.
Okay, okay, okay. They say Tommy has some problem with the beans, too.
First of all, I don't even know no god Tommy. I barely know your mom. I just know her by face. I don't even know her. So, Tommy, f*** you. I'm calling Mama Dean. She ain't got no business giving my mother number to nobody. This is Tommy's
town. What you want me to tell Tommy then?
I just told you I don't know anybody named Tommy.
Okay,
so you can tell him whatever the f*** you want to tell him. And if you're trying to gain other people who want to jump on your side, it's not going to happen because nobody complained about the beans. Give me another name because Tommy wasn't there. I know just about everybody that was there. Wasn't nobody named Tommy there.
Okay. So you're going to say Nephew Tommy wasn't there?
What?
Nephew Tommy. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Heather, you just...
Are you crazy?
Your cousin Faye got me to prank phone call.
Are you crazy? I'm at work. People walking by me, looking at me. I'm about to get written up around with you, Tommy. Are you crazy? And I know my beans are good. I know they're good.
Are you... Oh man, you got me wanting to taste your black eyed peas, baby.
They are good. Nobody complain. I'm sitting here like, I know I ain't get these people sick. You ain't gonna get no money.
Hey, tell me this, baby. Tell me this. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, but you know it's Steve Harvey Morning Show. Oh my God. I'm on the radio. This is great.
Keep cooking your beans, baby. You all good.
All right. Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year. Hey, and next year, I'll probably pop up at Mama Dean's house. Yeah?
You are welcome to come.
What?
You play too much.
Thank you, nephew.
Ate it.
All right. Coming up next, Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officers.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, time now to Ask the CLO. This one is from Lucretia in Birmingham. Lucretia writes, I'm a 28-year-old engaged woman, and my fiance cheated on me several times before we got engaged. I got tired of him cheating on me, and I started cheating back, but it's with someone that's close to him. Before we get married, I think I need to come clean about who I messed with. I kind of want him to be hurt, like he hurt me. If I tell him, he may call our wedding off. Should I get revenge and tell him or take the secret to my grave?
I don't think y'all need to get married.
Thank you.
I really don't, because what's y'all's ambition? You want to hurt him.
Yeah.
So you can tell him, but then you don't want him to call off the marriage. So you want to be married for what?
She just wants a wedding.
You know, dog, that ain't this. Y'all, this is doomed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before you start.
This is y'all operating on no trust. Y'all ain't trying to do better by each other. Y'all ain't trying to get right. Y'all ain't trying to safeguard each other's feelings right now. You want to stang him.
Hey,
I don't know what makes you think you need to open up about this. So my suggestion after listening to this is y'all don't need to be married
at all.
You really don't. Y'all need to go do something else.
Yeah.
Why don't y'all go to camp?
They doing something else. They both doing something.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all, you got back at him. Y'all ain't trying to do right.
Yeah. So, he cheated and cheated. Then they got engaged.
Right.
Then she cheated on him.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Colby in Michigan says, I'm a 37-year-old professional man, and I'm in a social group that my parents belonged to for many years. After my dad passed, rumors started swirling about my mom having an affair with a wealthy member of the group. Then I heard his wife is involved too, like a three-way love affair type of thing. My mother has a brand new Mercedes SUV, and I never questioned it because she got a nice insurance settlement from my dad's death. Rumors are that this guy bought it. Do I confront my mom with these rumors?
What, dog? You gonna confront your mom about what? Why are you in the same social group your mom
is? That's the first question.
Yeah, I mean,
that right. part.
First of all, it's unimportant. It's very, very unimportant. And first of all, wherever you heard this from, you have to, whoever brings you this information, you have to try to figure out what their motivation is. Mm-hmm. Why? Ain't nobody just inadvertently said this to you. Somebody bought this to you. You ain't heard this. They knew you was around and they talked about it. Mm. So now, really, man. And I don't know what social group you in that your mama in. I'm still trying to figure that one out, man. I didn't do nothing with my mama.
What different. Social group is men and women? You got Eastern Stars and Masons, but what social group is?
Yeah, but mixed? They're not considered a social group. They're on a whole nother level than that. So right. I don't know what social group he talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't get that, man. Social group.
So he shouldn't unless it's a
social what? Club like in New Orleans. They have a social club.
Oh yeah, see, I've never heard.
Maybe of I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah,
that could be true.
He's in Michigan.
We never had that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro.
Can they be some old ass Jack and Jill? Can they be old Jack and Jill?
Could be.
What was that?
Jack and Jill.
I mean, but bro, what if you find out what you gonna confront her for?
Right.
Why? Leave that alone, man. That ain't, first of all, ain't your business. And secondly, ain't got nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
All right.
But you already lost your father, man. Don't get stupid now.
All right, moving on. Sachetta in Tampa says, I'm a 39-year-old single woman, and I'm with a man that I love, but little things about him annoy me. He's a thin man, and he wears big clothes to camouflage how small he is, but it makes him look worse. His hair is thinning at the top, and he won't cut it, so you can see right through his little afro. The most annoying thing is that he uses the bathroom immediately after we eat. And he's left me at the table for as long as 30 minutes before in a restaurant. He's 48. So do you think I can get him to change?
No. First of all, let's go with this bathroom. He regular. He regular. And he emergency regular.
Yeah,
you know, he ain't no, I ate, I'm gonna make it to the house. No, I mean, I'm at a public restaurant. You got to get a little bit better grip on yourself. Now, these big ass clothes and his little ass body, I don't know what to tell you. You couldn't buy him the right size clothes. Now, he gonna have to get a haircut. So you, because you said you can see right through his little afro. Now everything about this man, look, I think he done got on your nerves. Is what I
think. What it sound like?
She says she's with the man that she loves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can love now, but based on this letter, this finna wear off. Because you finding it's too much stuff you don't like. He go to the bathroom too damn much. He got these big ass clothes on. He look, and he got little afro and it's thinning at the top. You looking down on top of
him. He got to be
anybody finna do this too much longer.
Just right before dessert, damn.
Though. He's 48.
Right before dessert. God, dog. I'll be right back.
All right. Moving on. Turquoise, an iHeartRadio app listener, says, I'm 34, And my boyfriend is 32. He scrolls on Instagram all day long and he posts a lot of pictures of himself. I post pictures too, but he never seems to notice mine. He likes other women's posts and will put the fire emoji under a picture if he really likes it. I have told him that it's disrespectful, but he doesn't understand. I know it's petty to break up over this, so what can I do to get through to him?
Well, how would he like it if you put the fire emojis under men's pictures? See, sometimes you got to let a person put the shoe on the other foot, and you got to help. Sometimes you have to slip it on there for him. See how he like that. If you don't want to break up over it, then just let him see how it feel. Mm-hmm. And then maybe he'll stop. If not after that, then I don't know what to tell you.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for something funny. Now, our CEO, our beloved one, has a daytime story about the morning crew. But, Jay, you want to explain it before
What are you going to do is take candies, very well-known candies, describing each person on the show. In a bedtime story theme.
And the whole thing is about candy.
Yeah.
So every description that he has written for me is about a candy.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Real candy.
Can we have some little Tommy music?
Yeah, because you sound like Uncle Steve right now.
It's time for, we got to. Well, well, well. Welcome to Steve Harvey's Daytime Story.
Hey, Uncle Steve.
Hi, boys and girls.
Hey, Uncle Steve.
And today's daytime story is all about candy.
What baby
don't like candy?
I love candy.
Candy is wonderful. It's
wonderful.
It decays your teeth. It does things. It's the reasons dentists are as rich as hell. Oh, it's all right. Don't worry about that. That ain't the last time you're going to heal. Wait till you do something wrong.
You're going
to
see another one?
Oh, you're going to get cussed smooth out. Well, gather around, boys and girls. I'm going to tell you about the people who work on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I'll be using names of actual candy. And I will describe everyone on the show.
Okay.
Let us begin. Let us start with Shirley. She's a peppermint patty.
Oh.
Now, in order to get that Kit Kat, you got to have a big payday.
It's like you're psychic or something, Uncle Steve.
Yeah.
You
keep using that baby talk. You gotta have a big payday, like $100,000. Ain't got the money.
Yeah.
You just a milk dude.
You nailed it, Uncle Steve.
All right, Shirley.
Hey, let's move on. Then there's Carla. My little almond joy. Dark chocolate almond joy. And she's married to Old Henry.
Old Henry.
And they got together and copulated and had themselves a little baby Ruth. Little baby Ruth is at the house. But some days, if you cross her, it can go really bad for you.
Yeah.
And she becomes a real sour patch. But on her best days, you can hear her in the background. Just being a jolly wretch. Well, then there's Junior. We like to call him Junior Mint. Most days he just sits over there and he snickers. Or bust out in old Laffy Taffy. Now, Junior is a part of the Three Musketeers. That would be Tommy, Jay, and Junior.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
Junior Mint.
Speaking of Tommy. Tommy can be a real dum-dum.
Yes, it is.
Or, sometimes you get an attitude, he's just a real sour talk.
Yeah.
Then when he snap extra hard, he becomes a salted almond bar.
Hoorah. I'm going to kill Jay.
Junior!
Then there's the newcomer to the show, J. Anthony Brown. He's a diabetic.
Oh, yeah.
But that makes him what? A sugar daddy.
Oh.
Oh,
wow.
Shirley, you're ruining the bit. This ain't about to laugh. This is Candy. Now, he don't care for the black cow or the Tootsie Rolls. That boy just like white chocolate. Oh, and that leaves me.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be my favorite candy, too. I'm just a big old box of good and plenty. With a lot of zeros behind my chest.
Yes.
Some days I'm an almond joy. Some days I'm just a nut of butter.
Oh, I love you. Those are good.
But no matter what, I'm Dynamite. CEO, which means I'm the big boss. This has been Steve Harvey's Daytime Stories, the Candy Edition.
I'm hungry.
I want some candy.
Yes.
That's pretty good, Jay.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you like that interpretation?
Yeah, that was very good, man. That's very good, man. From the mind to the paper to the mouth. That's how it's done. Mm-hmm. That's why this is what?
Catch your team.
Catch your team. Catch your team, baby.
Now, have you always been a diabetic, Jay?
No, but maybe about 40 years ago.
Oh, so you've had your share of candy before then.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What was your favorite candy, though, before?
I can't think right now.
It's a tough one.
Oh, Almond Joy.
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy.
Peppermint Pat. No, my number one candy all time, Reese Cup.
Oh, yeah.
I'm right there with you.
I'm a Snickers girl myself.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for yet another round of Would You Rather. Here we
would
go.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Is that the theme song?
I guess so. Tommy. Would you rather?
If you had to change jobs, would you rather be an airline pilot or captain of a ship?
That's a hard one.
In the air or in the water?
I'm scared up in that.
Both of them.
But I don't want to be out on that
ain't
water.
Ain't no land water, jobs?
Man, nope. That water rough, man.
Because
when it get out of hand out there,
and all that go down with your ship, the captain go down with his ship. No, I don't.
Okay. Junior.
I'm going to go with captain of the ship, because if I'm in that air and them passengers start acting up, the pilot coming out the cockpit. He start acting up here. I'm coming out the cockpit. I'm fighting. I'm not simply to let you take over the plane. I'm
going to go autopilot.
Yeah, I'll be right back. Hold on. I'll be right back.
What airlines is it, though? Is it Spirit? I mean, which one I'm doing?
Yeah.
You know, I got to know who I'm flying with.
Let's just say it is.
Well, you know what? I'll probably go in and have to take the captain pilot job, because at least I know we're going to land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Flying is safe. It's just scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you'd rather be an airline pilot than captain of a ship. All right.
Yeah. I've been on them boats. You got to know a lot. You got to know a lot, dog.
Yeah.
Captain. Okay. All right. So everybody but Junior, airline pilot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on the pilot. I'm gonna be on that plane.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
So Steve and Tommy pilots, Junior ship captain. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on.
With his little sick ass.
Would you rather?
like he would need to be somewhere seasick and sick or sick.
You don't want him to play, would you rather? Is that right?
Your ass need to be somewhere flying where you can get to these hospitals.
Every day it's about something.
He's doing me bad this week.
Man, I ain't letting him slide at all.
And
Tommy done set up here and got on the plane. You going to take your little sick ass on the boat. Now, you're in the middle of nowhere. You can't even get nowhere.
All right, we got time for one more. Would you rather be reincarnated as a singer, Luther Vandross or Marvin Gaye?
Would you rather be reincarnated as Luther Vandross or Marvin Gaye?
I can't take
Luther Marvin. I'm Luther. I got to come back as Marvin.
No doubt.
You seen Janice? I'm coming back as Marvin. Marvin had that Soul Train dancer too. No, I'm coming back as Marvin Gaye, boy.
All right. All right, that's what you'd rather for today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. Come on, Jay, with Comedy Roulette.
Comedy Roulette, very simple. Take five subjects, put them on the wheel.
Yeah,
spun
yeah,
the
yeah.
wheel spin around. The wheel. Yeah. Wedge, stop! We Come will on, do Shirley. The Just damn the thing.
All right, here we go. Thank you, Jay. Number one, her fine, in quotations, didn't hold up. Number two, could you please stop talking about what happened in high school? Please. Three, your church service is too long.
Hell yeah.
Four, well, it sure smells like fish in here.
Dang.
Number five, I know you're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, but ...
Oh, man.
Spin it, cat. Let it go. Number five, it stopped on. I know you're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, but... I know you're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, but... Mm-hmm.
But. Mm-hmm. But man, when the deacon passed away... And four baby mamas showed up?
Didn't
nobody know nothing about
it.
And all them little girls look just like him.
Look at the casket. Look at the casket.
I know you're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, but.
I know you're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, but it would have been nice if they had matching family cars. They got a Ford, a one lakh, a Hyundai, and all the family in there.
That's funny.
I know you're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, but her wig is on backwards, though. Oh.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody flip that.
Oh. I'm not touching no dead body.
I know you ain't supposed to laugh at a funeral, but you know good and well y'all needed a wider casket. Just to mash this big ass down in there.
No, you didn't.
They done shut the lids, clothes hanging out. They shut the lid, you can hear him.
I can hear him.
The body, they shut the lid, the body went,
oh, it's alive. You
know, good and hell well, you should have spent that money on a bigger cast.
Come on, Jay.
I know you're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, but when the pastor said, we're here to bury... Hold on, what's his name again? What'd you say?
That's funny.
I love it, Jay.
Uh-huh. I know we're not supposed to laugh at funerals, but why is all the pallbearers pants sagging? They gonna drop this boy.
Scooby-Dive.
They not go, baby.
Come on, Tommy.
I know we're not supposed to laugh at a funeral, mm-hmm. but your wife and you got the same daddy. You just found that out. That's
just...
I'll be damned.
All right, come on, Steve. Close it out. Oh, my God.
I know you ain't supposed to laugh at a funeral.
Uh-huh.
But when your uncle is up in there and he's buried... In a Michael Jordan jogging suit with a headband and a beeper on with two wristbands and some new Jordans. You're good hell well.
Uh-huh.
Should have put his ass way in just a black suit.
Ladies and gentlemen from the Chicago Bulls. Uncle Rufus.
All right, nephew Tommy has a prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject is, his ex-wife
won't let me visit him. Okay? Mm. His ex-wife won't let me visit him. We'll get into that in just a few. But right now, the nephew's here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Well, we got a bit of a problem today, folks. Parasites. Parasites.
Oh.
Yeah. What? Yeah. It happens sometimes. We got a bit of a problem.
It is.
Let's check in with Cat Dog. Cat Dog, parasites.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Brian. Brian.
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Brian, this is Dr. Jacob. How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Hey, Dr. I'm doing good.
Okay. Listen, you actually came in maybe like 2.5 weeks ago here to my office and got a physical for life insurance?
Yeah, right, yeah. Everything okay?
Well, everything's been pretty good. I'd like to see if I can get you to come in. And, I everything's going to be fine, but I got a small procedure we'd like to do to actually, right now you're not approved for your life insurance due until this procedure's done. So if you don't mind coming in, we'd like to get you taken care of. When can I schedule you to come in? Like maybe tomorrow or the following day?
Yeah, well, what kind of procedure is it?
Well, actually, I don't know if you've heard of it. This is an ocheostomy.
Nah, I got something. That's got something to do with my eyes. What's that?
So it's got something to do with your what now?
That's something to do with my eyes. I ain't heard of it. What's that?
No. Ocheostomy has nothing to do with the eyes. No, nothing at all. We found a little bit of parasites in a particular area, and what we want to do is make sure we just remove it completely, and you'll be fine. You'll get your life insurance. You and your family will be great. So can I get you to come in tomorrow or maybe Thursday afternoon?
That's fine. What area I found the parasites in?
Actually, one of your testicles has some parasites. So what we're going to do is what's called an ocheostomy. An ocheostomy is actually removing that testicle completely, and then everything will be fine. It's all confined, and we'll be able to remove it. You'll be on your way. You'll get your life insurance, and everything will be fine, okay? Like I said, can I get you to come in tomorrow?
My testicle?
Well, only one, and it's not going to take long. It's a 30-minute procedure, but we want to get you to come in tomorrow or the next day. Can we get you to... What day are you available?
I just went for a routine physical. How I got to remove a test?
Sir, you know what? Oftentimes when people come in for life insurance, these type of things happen. So we want to get you in and get it out as quickly as possible.
Man, I went in for a routine physical, man. Y'all weren't supposed to be checking all this extra stuff. Man, I get a parasite, man, in my testicle. Y'all gonna remove a testicle, man? I'm 25, man. My wife, man, got no kids, man. We trying to build it. I got to remove a testicle.
Let me say this to you, Brian. You're going to be completely fine. You'll be able to create children. You'll be able to live a normal life. You know, you'll just be, you won't have all of them, but you'll have enough to create children. You understand?
I can't come in for that. Nah.
Sir, is there any way I can get you in tomorrow afternoon or the Thursday afternoon so we can kind of get this thing taken care of and we can get you moving on your way and the people can get the life insurance papers together and so forth?
Nah, man. Man, we ain't rescheduling. Man, I need a second or third opinion on that, man. You talking about taking away one of my... Man, we ain't rescheduling nothing, man. I'm going to need to see another doctor, man. That's some...
Sir, you can go around the entire city and see several doctors. I'm here to tell you, you're just going to be wasting time. I'm going to try to knock this thing out for you.
Knock it off. I ain't agreed to nothing. This some... Man, y'all just doing this to get money, man. This is scheduling nothing, man. I need to take a third opinion. This is brutal.
Brian, I tell you, if you come in and let me get this thing taken care of, you know, I have you back, you know, big ball and shot calling before it's all over, you know?
Hey, what the f*** big ball and shot calling, man? I told you, man, I ain't going in for none of that, man. I'm supposed to tell my wife, man, this ain't cool, man. I ain't going in for that, man. I'm rescheduling, man.
You rescheduling? What do you mean you're rescheduling, sir?
I'm getting another penny. I ain't going in for that.
Okay, but I'm trying to make you a big baller, shot caller, you know?
Man, what is your name? Man, you supposed to be a doctor. You even making little jokes, man. You doing a little play on words, man. That ain't even funny, man. I'm calling the insurance company telling them they send me to a doctor, man. Man, you think you're funny. It ain't funny, man. You over here making little jokes, man. That ain't funny, man. I'm taking a pain, man.
After getting all of the work that we got, the blood work, the urine work, the complete physical, that's when we realized that you had parasites in a particular area. So what we're trying, I'm trying to make humor in it just to make you feel a little bit more comfortable. I apologize. All right?
Man, that ain't funny, man. You ain't the one losing no That ain't funny, man. If I had a situation, the nurse would have told me then. Y'all ain't tell me nothing, man. You had me thinking I'm all good. Now you telling me I got to come in to remove a testicle, man.
We had to run tests on you, sir. We got tests back. Well, you do have the parasites, and what we want to do is make sure we get them completely cleared out. The only way I can clear that out is to remove that testicle.
You, man, this some man. I ain't got no parasites, man. This man, y'all be running all these tests on me, man. I'm going to another doctor, man, because this man, I ain't got no parasites, man. All these tests y'all talking about, y'all running me, I got to remove them. That's some you over here making jokes. That's how I know you a doctor, man. I ain't got no parasites, man. I'm calling my insurance. I'm telling them I ain't dealing with your man, because you, man, I ain't got no parasites, man.
Brian, let me make you understand something clearly here. It's my job as a physician that if the patient doesn't come to me, it's my job to come to you and extract the problem. You're leaning towards me having to come to your home and extract the problem.
Man, what you want to come to my mother house, man? You a dog. What you want to step with the house, man? Try to test this, man. You a doctor. I'm going to another doctor. I'm getting another test, and they gonna, I ain't got no parasites, man. It's,
sir, you got the parasites, and you only have 24 hours for me to get there.
I ain't got
you, sir, I have to move on this quickly, Brian, okay?
Dude, I'm not going to tell you guys again. I ain't got no parasites, man. I've been with my girl 3 years. She ain't got me. I ain't got no parasites, man.
It's not something that's transmitted. It doesn't come from another human being. It just develops in one out of every 3 or 4 million people. You actually have it, Brian. I got to extract it from you.
You try to tell me I'm the 1 out of 3 million, man, you're not going to come to my life like that. I ain't got no parasites, man.
Brian, there's something else that you have that I haven't told you about. There's something else I need to tell you.
What I got? You just told me I got parasites. What else do I got?
Brian, you just got pranked. You just got pranked by nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Anika, got me to prank phone call you.
I be man. I'm
that's one of your best, man.
Big ball is shot collar, you know.
And he doesn't want to deal with the problem at all. He don't want to deal with the problem.
Yeah. He wants
it's
to
eating him
opinion.
Up, and he just want to fight.
Yeah. Pick one, okay? But one of them got to go. Pick one. Pick the one you want to keep. All right.
Pick another doctor. How about that?
That's Dr. Tommy, baby. Dr. Nephew Tommy.
Yeah. That was crazy. Yes.
Stupid at its best, baby. New York, New York, big city of dreams. Get ready, baby. February the 3rd, the nephew is coming to the NYC, the city winery. You heard what I said. Tickets are on sale right now. February 3rd, Saturday night, New York City. If you can make it New York, you can make it anywhere. Tickets on sale right now. I'll let you know if I add some shows, okay? I got to talk to my uncle, see if I can get off. You know, it takes a minute. I got to go through some, you know, little red tape. So hold tight. I'll let y'all know, okay? Hold tight.
What you need time off to add the show for? Just add the show on the night you already got it. She always trying to have your little career be convenient. You want to do two shows, K your ass to bed. Mm-mm. We ain't got no more damn time off.
I do it, man. I mind the hustle. I got that hustle.
Show ass out there and do 4 nights. Sinbad would do 5 and 6 shows a night, dog.
Oh, my God.
Nobody did more than that. Sinbad did matinees, man.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Legend, man.
I tried that one time. I did a show for kids. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to do a 45-minute set. That set lasted 15 minutes.
Why?
Parents was getting up, walking out. What did he just say?
Grabbing the kids leaving.
Hey, man.
Was you cussing?
Hey, I was on stage. I didn't have no show for no kids. I don't know why they was in here.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up
I think what made him walk out was when I said, shut your little punk ass up. One of the little kids said something.
That may have
I
done
said,
it.
Shut your little punk ass up. Man. Down
his here. Ex-wife won't let me visit him. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Who knows? It could be yours.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, his ex-wife won't let me visit him. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I have been dating for about 5 months, and he's the best man I've ever been with, and he treats me really good. There's a situation that I'm dealing with, and my man doesn't understand why it's bothering me. When we first met, he had just gotten a divorce. I mean, it was literally finalized the day before I met him. Because it was a quick divorce, he was still living in the house he shared with his wife. He said they didn't put the house in the divorce settlement because it was his wife's house in her name. I thought within months of getting a divorce, he'd move out. We even went to look at apartments and rental houses together. Then he informed me that he decided to stay in the house with his ex-wife because she agreed to let him rent his man cave area of the house. He said the room is on the second floor and it's got a bathroom attached to it and a wet bar section with a tiny fridge in it. He said he's got access to a bedroom upstairs too because his wife doesn't go upstairs at all. I asked him about the common areas they have to share, and he assured me that he had it all worked out. This has put a strain on our relationship because he has to stay at my house all of the time since I'm not allowed to visit him or even step foot on this woman's property. I popped over there last week to see what would happen, and his ex-wife met me at the door and said if I don't like her rules, then I should let him move in with me. I left and called and cursed him out. He doesn't understand how crazy this is. I'm getting the vibe that he's a sorry but man.
What sorry really ass man.
Yeah, right. That's what she said. What is really going on here? Please help. You know what? I don't like this situation at all for you because this arrangement is just really stupid. I mean, what are you getting out of this? You're getting nothing but stress and misery and unhappiness. This so-called best guy that you've ever had is living with his ex-wife and paying her rent to live there. As much time as you say he spends at your place, why don't you charge him rent? You should be charging him rent. Maybe that will help him to understand that it's time to get out of his wife's house and move on with you in his life. That means getting his own place. You said you guys have looked at places. What happened? That means getting his own place where you're invited, where you can go over there and hang out and spend the night, things like that that couples do. It makes absolutely no sense for him to still be staying there unless he's, you know, having trouble letting go. He might be. Remember, you said he treats you really well, so he should have moved out when his wife spoke to you so rudely when you popped up over there. His sorry behind did nothing, okay? He's not right for you. I mean, he can barely take care of himself at this point. So you need to do for yourself what he can't do for himself, and that's move on. It's only been 5 months. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Steve?
Wow. This letter got, I don't believe it, written all over it.
Yeah.
I do not understand why this woman is writing this letter, because it don't make no sense. How much time I got to deal with this before we go to break? All right, so here it is. Now, you first met this man, best man you ever had. B never treats you really good. We first met, he had just gotten divorced. I literally finalized the day before I met him. Danger, danger, Will Robertson, danger. Just got out. Now, I know marriages are over long before the date is finalized, so they've probably been going through this, but you did say it was a quick divorce. So he was still living in the house that he shared with his wife, and they didn't put the house in the divorce settlement because it was his wife's house in her name. Well, you can't put it in the divorce settlement because of what he did that brought about the quick divorce. You never mentioned that. Mm-mm. And no, you ain't getting this house. You got to get out. This is my damn house. So now, that's why that didn't get put in the divorce settlement. I thought within months of getting a divorce, he'd move out. Y'all went to look at apartments and rental houses together. He wasn't serious. He was just, you know, appeasing you. Then he informed me that he decided to stay in the house with his ex-wife because she agreed to let him rent his man cave area of the house. He said the room is on the second floor and it's got a bathroom attached to it, a wet bar section with a tiny fridge in it. Listen to me. You mean to tell me that a man gets divorced and his option is to stay in the house with the wife that you've divorced because you got a man cave in it with access to a bathroom and a tiny fridge? Now, later on, they say, and the bedroom is he's accessible, is on another floor. What? Girl, a man cave can't mean that much to you if you ain't the king no more. See, a man cave is only good is if you the king and you got a man cave. But if you ain't the king no more, you ain't got a man cave, you a renter. Matter of fact, you just Airbnb. I don't even see how you right. do. He ain't got nothing. When we come back, I'm going to break your heart. I'm going to break your heart.
All right, Steve, hang on. We'll have part two of your response
coming
up.
He in the man cave that a little boy got, a tiny right. fridge.
A little bitty fridge.
Coming up, Steve's response, part two, at 23 minutes after the hour. Strawberry Letter's subject for today is ex-wife won't let me visit him. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, his ex-wife won't let me visit him.
This man got a divorce. You met him right after he got the divorce. Y'all, the best man you ever met, you say it was a quick divorce. So they didn't put the house into the divorce settlement because it was his wife's house and in her name. So you thought within months of getting a divorce, he'd moved out. Y'all went apartment looking and everything. That was just to appease you. Then he informed you that he decided to stay in the house with his ex-wife because she agreed to let him rent his man cave area of the house. Now, he said the room is on the second floor. It's got a bathroom attached to it, which anything that's got a bathroom attached to it on the second floor is not a full bath. It's a half bath, sink, toilet.
Uh-oh.
I want you to understand this now. Mm-hmm. They don't put showers and stuff on little areas that don't have beds. Not in regular houses, they don't. I'm just telling you. He said the room's on the second floor. It's got bathroom attached to it and a wet bar section. So that means there's a sink. A sink over there with a tiny refrigerator in it. He got access to a bedroom, but the bedroom is upstairs. What? Because his wife doesn't go upstairs at all. What? In her house, she don't go upstairs at all. So you asked him about the common areas that they have to share, and he assured me that he has had it all worked out. So now he don't even have an area of his own. He got common areas with his ex-wife. This has put a strain on our relationship because he's had to stay at my house all of the time since I'm not allowed to visit him or step foot on this woman's property. Now, guess what this crazy woman does? I popped up over there last week to see what would happen, and his ex-wife met me at the door and said, if I don't like her rules, then I should let him move in with me. First of all, you should have never done that. And what you think the woman was going to say? Oh, hey, nice to meet you. Come on in her house, that's in her name, that she done told him he ain't the king no more. This ain't a man cave. This a room. I'm going to give you access to a bedroom that's upstairs, and you're going to pay me money. And then told you if you don't like the rules, then ought to let him move with me. I left, called, and cussed him out. What you cuss him out for? He told you ass couldn't come over there.
Right.
He said, don't come over here. This half a crazy. This her house. She making all the rules. He doesn't understand how crazy this is. I'm getting the vibe that he's a sorry ass man. You think? Because I'm going to tell you what's really going on. She say, what's really going on? Please help. All right. First of all, I'm going to tell you what's really going on. Number one, he ain't got no money. because any man that gets a divorce is not going to live in a subservient position like this with all these rules. He can't have company.
Right. Yeah.
You can't date. And you done brought your ass over there to just see what would happen. And you done damn near got cussed out. So now let's go over what this man has. One, a tiny fridge.
Okay.
You stuck on that.
Two, access to a bedroom, which is not his. He just got access to it. Mm-mm. He has a bath that's probably a half bath. They have to share common areas, and if she in there, she could tell him it ain't common right now. Put your ass back in your man cave.
It ain't common right now.
Just your space is the man cave. Next one. It's her house. It's in her name. Here's the next one. She makes all the rules. Here's the next one. She told you if he don't like it, he can move in with you. Listen to me. A man cave can't mean that much when you ain't king no more. And he done gave up all rights as king. See, what makes you have a man cave is when you king of the castle and your wife gives you a space that she don't allow the kids come in, nothing. That's yours. You can do it like you want to. Because you the husband. That's your area, baby. Do it like you want to. Y'all want to watch a game, video, whatever you want to do. Right. And that's your room. Mm-hmm. He don't have that no more. You know why? Because now he renting that. Mm-hmm. So you see, he has nothing. And he ain't got no money. Because why would I rent this space that I can't even have company in when I could take my money and get me an apartment? But right. He can't go get the apartment with you because he ain't got his money right. Because right. He lost it in the divorce. She ain't just take the house. She got the savings. Because whatever he did to get put out, he got to pay for it. Mm-hmm. You get right. The feeling he a sorry ass man. She do too. That's why he got that damn man cave and he paying rent in it. And he got access to a common area and he can't have no company. Like he's 16.
All right, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook.
You're dating a teenager.
Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Junior, with truth be told.
Oh, my God.
You gotta go with,
oh, my God. Do I? Oh, my
You're
God.
All selfish.
Oh, my God. Listen, Shirley, I'm so happy right now. I really am. I mean, because truth be told, I'm tall.
Oh, God.
That's your truth. I didn't made it.
Not tall.
No, man. I'm tall. But I don't need no help getting nothing off the counter. Now, all of us on this show can't say that. No. Some of us have to go get the stepladder on the side of the refrigerator to get up there. I don't have to do that.
You let three people make you think you're tall.
I am
you're not tall.
Tall. I'm in there. Let me tell you, that's the most tall stuff I do. Stuff at the top of the closet, like
that.
Shoes, I get that.
You get that.
I get that, no problem. I ain't got no problem getting none of that. Everybody on screwing in light bulbs, no problem. I'm tall. I can do that. Now, everybody on this show, 95% of us.
I can put a light bulb 95%
in, boy. Of us can do that. Not 100%, but 95% is good. I'm just saying. Like getting stuff out the freezer at the top.
Yes.
I can do that. Yeah. I can go in there and get a pack of meat out the top of the fridge.
I can Hold get on, meat out of a
pack Junior. Of meat.
What's up,
Tommy can put a light bulb in.
An easy you. Bake oven.
In the ceiling.
It ain't one in the ceiling.
It just had to be a nightlight.
Plug in nightlight.
It had to go in at the bottom. But then he got to get up here where I am. Tommy, like, man, don't worry about that. I got tall shoulders for you to stand on if you need help. And I love you, man, with your little short behind. You all right?
Shut up.
No. You made a mistake. His behind ain't short. No, that's the tallest thing on it.
Well, can he get in the tall club now?
I ain't gonna do this with y'all.
Can he get in the tall club
well,
now?
He got tall ass.
Those little legs.
Man. Little hunchback of Notre Dame booty.
Yeah,
he, oh, man.
Hey, he was a little hey.
He was a little short with us doing that segment.
He
wasn't
was. Uh-huh. He was. No, no, man, don't bury my tongue. One day, Tommy. One day, man. One day.
Okay.
I think one day, man.
You know they sell these things you can put in the shoes and make you, you know, the insole.
Oh, lifts.
Lifts.
Oh, lifts.
Yeah, yeah, they, it give you like a couple inches actually.
Still short.
A couple more inches. Oh,
you
man.
Get 2 inches, you still short. I lose 2 inches, I'm still tall.
Yeah, you put those in the shoe, but your heel is sticking out the back of your shoe. It looks real.
Man, your shoe about to come off.
He's walking.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Have you heard of the health trend Dry January as a New Year's resolution? All right, a lot of people are doing this for January. For trendy, health-conscious people, the start of the new year sometimes means the start of Dry January. It's a month-long public health campaign that encourages people to abstain from alcohol as a way to improve wellness, as to be a way to be more healthy. Ultimately, sober...
Okay, you want to go and stop reading this right
why?
Now.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. Why, Steve?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Well, no, I'm just saying, I have a question.
Okay, what
Who
is your question?
Do you know amongst you that's finna do this? Do you know anybody that's finna do dry ass January? Anybody?
No, I'm just saying it might be something new they might want to try.
Anybody?
For their health.
Anybody, anybody other than me on this show willing to do dry ass January?
Yeah, no drinking? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we can do it. And on my birthday, promise you, I'm going to have a cocktail and cigar. So I ain't even going to do it. Anybody else? We already know the Queen of Tito's ain't finna do it. Mississippi Monica, she actually makes her own potatoes. She boiling potatoes in her kitchen. Her country ass family down in Mississippi and found a way to make their own vodka. So we already know it.
God.
And the lady from the letter up, she not finna do it either, is she?
She not finna do it. She making martinis.
From the strawberry letter.
From the strawberry letter, she not finna do it.
Well, I mean,
Monica family in Mississippi, they don't care nothing about that. They find Monica's family down in Mississippi, they boiling their own potatoes. They making a new vodka. They don't want to make Tito's. They're going to have a new drink called Sipatitos. It's called Sipatitos. It's short for Mississippi.
Sipatitos.
It's called Sipatitos. It's a new vodka that's coming out. So, and then Shirley, we've been with you. Shirley was in Dubai.
Uh-huh.
And Shirley had a glass of wine with us in Dubai. Uh-huh. And they had to carry Shirley to her damn room.
I can't drink.
So
got her ass drunk in a damn Muslim country. I said, we don't get her ass indoors somewhere.
We're going to
so they just have her ass in a prison some damn way. But the whole time they carrying her to her room, Monica drinking, carrying her to her room. Give me your drink, Shirley. You ain't doing nothing. Her and Carla took her to her room.
And what thank time you, ladies. Was it up? I appreciate what time was that, it up? My friend.
Oh, gosh. Shirley could not drink.
It was 4:30 in the afternoon, Julie. Her whole night
you
done.
No, I can't drink.
Wasn't
one
every hour.
Damn glass. Tommy, one glass of wine.
Yeah.
They tried to lessen it by getting her to drink some white wine. No, I'm gonna try this red. Carla and Monica went. Oh hell. I didn't know.
Mix it. We gonna mix it.
Hey dog. I took him to lunch one day. Got a golf cart. Yes. Took him to lunch at this special place.
Beautiful. It was wonderful.
So we out there balling, man. We on the beach and stuff. We had a cold setting. We out here. We balling. Food. They
there.
Bringing it
you
out.
Don't
just
remember,
yeah. Yeah. Oh,
that restaurant.
Just bringing
it
out.
That was bad. Awesome.
Ah, yeah. This heifer gonna order some red wine. Everybody told her get white.
My doctor says it's good for my blood.
what your doctor said get in your blood. That's what your doctor said.
Oh.
Your doctor said it can't get in your blood. Not as good for your blood. It's good for everybody else's blood. It can't even get in your blood. This heifer embarrassing me in Dubai.
So we're not going to do dry January? Is that the...
I think that's the general consensus. No.
Shirley going to do dry January.
All right, so there you go. Dry January for your health. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up in 20 minutes after, right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. A software engineer from India got a job with Meta, which used to be known as Facebook. And this guy moved all the way from India to Canada to start work. And then 2 days later, he was laid off as the company let go of 11,000 employees, or 13% of its workforce. So getting fired 2 days after starting a job that you moved 7,000 miles for is pretty cold-blooded. That's pretty cold. Cutthroat right there. It is. It really is.
Chad, yeah. Back on that plane, get on back to the crib.
Yeah. So, Steve, I know you've had a lot of jobs. So what's the fastest amount of time you've gotten fired from a job?
20 minutes, didn't it?
You beat his record.
That's just record-breaking
20
time
minutes.
Right
there. Yeah.
You're still training. How you get fired
doing training. I was working at Dennis. I was following this white girl around. I was telling her our light was on, the people food ready. That we don't have to get it right now. Yeah, but the man said when that light come on, we number 14. We supposed to go get their food. We'll go get it when I say go get it. You're in training. All right, okay, cool. About 10 minutes later, we finally go over there and bring the people food. Big fat white dude said, hey, this effing food is effing cold. I look right upside. I said, I told you. She walked up and said, learn some customer relations. I said, hey, man, you got to quit cussing at me because I wanted to bring your food. She told me, I don't give a F what you're talking about. So I took the plate and flipped it in his lap.
No, okay.
I was 18. 20 minutes.
That's how I
20 minutes.
All right.
Get out of here.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for yet another round of Would You Rather. Here we
would
go.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Is that the theme song?
I guess so. Would you rather?
If you had to change jobs, would you rather be an airline pilot or captain of a ship?
God. That's a hard one.
In the air or in the water?
I'm scared up in that
both of them.
But I don't want to be out on that
ain't
water.
Ain't no land jobs?
Man, that water rough, man.
Ooh.
Because when it get out of hand out there, ooh.
And all that go down with your ship, the captain go down with his ship. No, I don't. No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah. Junior,
I'm going to go with captain of the ship, because if I'm in that air and them passengers start acting up, the pilot coming out the cockpit. You start acting up here, I'm coming out the cockpit. I'm fighting. I'm not sitting there to just let you take over.
Autopilot.
Yeah, I'll be right back. Hold on. I'll be right back.
What airlines is it, though? Is it Spirit? I mean, which one I'm doing?
Yeah.
You know, I got to know who I'm flying with.
Let's just say it is.
Well, you know what? I'll probably go and have to take the captain pilot job because at least I know we're going to land.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Flying is safe. It's just scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So you'd rather be an airline pilot than captain of a ship. All right.
Yeah. I've been on them boats. You got to know a lot. You got to know a lot, dog.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So everybody but Junior, pilot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on the pilot. I'm gonna be on that plane.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
So Steve and Tommy, pilot, Junior, ship captain. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on.
With his little sick ass.
Would you rather?
like he need to be somewhere seasick and sick of sail. intoxicated.
You don't want him to play, would you rather? Is that right?
Your little ass need to be somewhere flying where you can get to these hospitals.
Every day it's about something.
He's doing me bad this week.
Man, I ain't letting him slide at all. Me and Tommy done set up here and got on the plane. You gonna take your little sick ass on the boat. Now, you're in the middle of nowhere. You can't even nowhere.
All right, we got time for one more. Would you rather be reincarnated as a singer, Luther Vandross or Marvin Gaye? Would you rather be reincarnated as Luther Vandross or Marvin Gaye?
I'm Luther. Hurry. I still come back as Marvin.
No doubt.
You seen Janice? I'm coming back as Marvin. Marvin had that Soul Train dancer too. No, I'm coming back as Marvin Gaye, boy.
All right. All right, that's Would You Rather for today. Coming up, our last break of the day at 49 minutes after the hour. We'll get some inspiring closing remarks from the one and only, our fearless leader, Steve Harvey, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. And time now for some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey.
Well, you know, I don't really, I've been thinking about a lot of things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking just on a positive tip, you know,
mm-hmm.
to just kind of just always encourage people to stay with it. You know, oftentimes, you know, when you are... You know, when you have dreams and aspirations, all of us, from time to time, they get sidelined. Mm-hmm. All of our dreams and aspiration takes a hit along the way to attaining them. And there's always a detour on the way. There's always some confusion, a set of barrels set up. It's just really hard to see a vision from start to finish scot-free with no troubles. So if you're in that position today and you're finding yourself waning in your dreams and visions, it seems like it's just not happening the way you want it. I want you to understand, it's not going to happen just the way you want it. That is the way it works. And I know that's not great news, but it's the truth. Nobody gets where they want to be in life just the way they want it. So if you're thinking that you're going to get there scot-free, that you'll just have a smooth sailing, that's not the way it works. Life isn't designed that way. So factor in the fact that you are going to have troubles and difficulties along the way. And if you've stopped your visions or dreams because of that reason right there, the rule is simple. Here's the rule. You can start again today. You can just start again today. And guess what? You don't need anybody's permission. All you have to do is rewrite your dreams down on your vision board, reclaim victory, ask God for your help and your strength, and get back to making your dreams and visions come true for your life. You all, listen to me. Stop waking up, just going about the day, seeing how it's going without any projects, without any visions, without any aspirations, without a plan to attain the things that you really want in life. Stop waking up like that with nothing to do. Make a plan at night. Pray about it. Ask God for help. You know, now look. When you make your plan, that's just the request you're asking God to help you come true. Now, the how you get there is going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult. But once you start it, there is no one who says you can't. So, y'all, just get back in the pocket. Get back up on the horse. Get back to dreaming again. Get back to wanting, to hoping, to believing again. Don't let the setbacks and the troubles of life stop you, because I got news for you. You're going to always have them. You're going to always have them. And like today, man, even though I'm still in Africa, I just went back through my phone, because what I do is When I see motivational phrases or scriptures that really register with me, I take my phone out and I take a picture of it. And then I've created this album in my photo section called Motivation. And I file all those pictures in my motivational thing. And when I find myself wavering, feeling a little uncertain, feeling a little shaky about decisions, I go back to my motivational folder in my photos and I just start reading the little quotes I got in there. I just start going down the line. I've got some stuff in there, man, that I've had in there for years, man, but I can still read from time to time. You know, like for example, I read this one that says, I can't cry about having a lot on my plate when my whole goal was to eat.
Wow.
I can't cry about having a whole lot on my plate when my whole goal was to eat.
Yes, sir.
And man, I find myself doing that sometimes. Tell my Lord, I'm overburdened. Man, I'm tired. You know, I got all this, I got all that. Hey, Steve, did you hear yourself? You got all this and you got all that. What you tripping for? And I gather myself, you know, and then, you know, I have a lot of stuff in there. Like one of them I read today was, oh, my bad. I'm sorry for bothering you. I forgot. I only exist when you need me for something.
That's God talking.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry for bothering you. I forgot. I only exist when you need me for something. I have all these little things, man, that always motivate me. Here's another one. Winners are not people who never fail, but people who never quit.
Amen.
Yeah.
Failure is a part of the process. Here's another one. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that don't work. Thomas Edison.
Wow.
I have not failed. I just found 10,000 ways that don't work. You see? Success isn't how far you got, but the distance you travel from where you started. That's a proverb. And I just keep stuff like that in, you know, always. And last one I read this morning was, I want to inspire people. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up.
Yeah, you did.
That's always been important to me.
Yeah.
So y'all, stay motivated. Stay the course. Find a way to self-motivate yourself when you're down and get back to dreaming and believing again. Those are my closing remarks. Y'all have a nice day. We'll see you tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.